At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, second segment, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, Portal Talk. The numbers are always astounding, Austin. I got my last update at 431. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's actually pretty cool. I mean, obviously, I got a little movement Husker-wise. Kai Whalen, the defensive end, outside linebacker, he is committed. He is going to Oregon State. That is just hot off the press, so wish him all the best and you know, whatever he ends up going and doing. Obviously, Nebraska had a big kind of his position is either safety, kind of like a hybrid linebacker, Desan McCullough, Oklahoma Sooner, originally going to be a Husker. I think he provides a lot of flexibility, which is good because he's played, you know, a multitude of positions, brings some serious size and speed and ability to blitz. So, and then when you're blitzing at 6'5", 235, and that can run, your position is wherever you start making plays.
I really like that addition for Nebraska too, because we'll see what you can get from Nwarney right on the defensive line. But I think that a guy like McCullough is proven, as he is, again, another Kansas City connection. His dad, DeLand, has been with the Chiefs for a while, coaching running backs. I think a guy like that at 6'5", 235, the frame reminds me a lot of Javon Wright. Maybe a little skinnier, not quite as bulked up, but I think a 6'5", rangy athlete with a lot to do, Jay, is that playmaker that Nebraska's been looking for at the second level, right? Sure, they've had safeties, a corner here and there. Rough at the linebacker position this last year, not what we thought it was going to be outside of John Bullock. So again, whether he's playing in middle of the defense as a linebacker, whether he takes over for Isaac Gifford in that rover kind of position, he can be a box safety with some ability to rotate deep, whatever it is, it's a guy that over the course of his career has made plays, and if nothing else, is just an unpredictable piece that's hard to game plan for or around because you don't know how Nebraska is going to end up using him.
Yeah, the more you can get big, fast athletes out there, the better you could be. I think that when you think of a Javon Wright or this young man, obviously they're going to be going against guys sometimes if they're lined up in the slot or covering out there in space. Guys that are probably a step or two, maybe, or a step and a half faster than them, but that length and their own speed will make up for that. So then also you're able to cover a lot more ground at 6'5", 235 versus like 6 foot, you know, like, you know, 210. So, you know, another good get, you know, you got to keep adding. I'm sure I know they're still actively recruiting people. The portal itself. The funny thing is when you look at some of the top players in the portal, it's always interesting where they end up going. One of the guys that ever since he was in high school looked like a cheat code, Malik Murphy. I'll never forget the social media post when he walked out from the locker room and it was like somebody looks like a, you know, power five-star kid, and it was him. Size of a defensive end, kind of a, you know, a Cam Newton 2.0 body type. Went down to, you know, Duke and did really well. We had a big asking price in the portal, upwards of potentially $3 million, and he ends up at Oregon State, which I would maybe argue, kind of dependent on the financials, which we know Duke is not hurting for it, but depending on how they approached it, I'm not sure if that's the best move for him. Number one, you're going from a Power Four conference that you know, and you have a head coach that believes in you, and Diaz. You have some continuity locally, you know, within Duke. To go all the way out to Oregon State, that's not even in a conference.
Yeah. Make sense.
Make it.
He must like the way he looks in orange.
The only way, because he originally was Texas. That was a good one. The only way that you go that far out there is if they paid you so much money, you can't say no. Or your asking price was so outlandish. I'm saying the same thing that everybody else said no, and they were dumb enough to say yes.
Right.
Because it's not, there's not more talent out there.
No. I mean, Manny Diaz continued what Mike Elko was doing at Duke. In fact, took it even a step further to play an Ole Miss in the Gator Bowl here coming up. It would have made more sense to me, Jay, if Malik Murphy said, hey, I see what Oregon State did with DJ Uiagalelei, a guy that, you know, had a checkered past at Clemson, went out there, but it's a different head coach. If it was Jonathan Smith in that offense, I'd say, okay, I mean, they're not the exact same player, but big body, look really good, big arm, mobile enough. I can at least see the rough outline for it, but it's not Jonathan Smith.
Yeah, it's Trent Bray, the former Nebraska or linebacker coach under Mike Riley. That's all great.
And that's nothing against Trent.
No, it's not. And Trent's a great coach. And, you know, for him to be the head coach, he's obviously done some really good things. He was a good player when he was there as well. But that was back when they were in the Pac-12.
Right.
That was in a magical year for the Pac-12.
They're in the vortex themselves right now.
They're in free agency. You don't know who they're going to play.
No.
You know, and who you're affiliated with. And you don't have a streamline to bigger games. You're essentially going from the ACC, which has their own network, Power 4, which I think the ACC is going to get better by the uptick of SMU and Clemson's success, and Bill Belichick being on the scene.
Yeah.
Right? So that you already know. And then Miami. So the cream is starting to rise to the top. And then you leave that conference to go to Oregon State of all places. Could you not go back to Duke? Say, listen, I have a second thought. I think you're pretty cool. Like, you can't go back?
I didn't cheat on you. I just stepped out. Yeah. It's okay.
I just went to the movie. You got a cup of popcorn. I didn't pay for anybody else's popcorn. I got my own.
It was just coffee. It's okay.
So it's just weird when you look at some of these guys and where they go. And, you know, one of the big other gets out of the transfer portal is, speaking of the, let's call him the Pac-2, is Washington State's old quarterback, John Mader. He goes from Washington State to Oklahoma. They needed a quarterback. Hopefully they don't change their mind again. but number two, according to 24/7 Sports, is a guy that obviously has a little bit of a Nebraska connection, only by one of our former players going there, is Patrick Payton, 6'5", 250, outside edge. So he's a DN going to LSU.
Oof.
Well, that's where Jamari Butler's going. Now, that might be your two bookends, because I think their edge from last year is going to Ole Miss. You know,
I think,
he's Ole Miss. So it's musical chairs. Eric Singleton, of all places, ends up going to Auburn.
Yeah. There's a lot of smoke around that one for a while.
Well, but, sure. Now, that's probably money related. Now, everybody that Auburn's been getting is not superstar players, guys that have a couple years of eligibility left that have been productive. And I think the selling point for Auburn is, we're trying to revamp our offense. We want all you guys to go through this together. And that's probably maybe a good way for him to go, you know, to recruit.
And who's going to be throwing to Eric Singleton?
Man, I just saw this. Where is he?
Jackson Arnold.
Jackson Arnold from Oklahoma. I did see that. And that's not a match made in heaven either.
No.
That's like, all right, I didn't know you really liked me. You saw me from afar.
It's like Bo Nix without the history.
Yes. Because Bo Nix was not. He needed Oregon more than Oregon needed him. He needed a place to go off the beaten path and it worked.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Worked out magical. Obviously, he's doing really, really good in the league. So it's just these where guys end up going is always interesting. And here we'll dive in this. We got four more minutes. So here's what they have here, Austin. You know how you have the recruiting rankings. The portal rankings is probably what I like the most.
Yeah.
Right? Because the recruiting rankings are just, you know, it's just guys out of high school, right? I mean.
It
ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah, I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, except we got Jeremiah Smith, right?
Boy, balled out.
Right. Texas Tech, they're taking the old Kansas State adage. 17 commits out of the portal. They're leading. They're number one. That West Texas oil money. Next is Brian Kelly.
LSU?
13 commits, right? So he said, listen, we got to turn this bad boy around. We got to get into this college football playoffs. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, which if Typical. There's a coach that fits the portal, I'm going to recruit. And Lane's a good dude.
Yeah.
A little quirky, but he's a good dude. He's not a, you know, he's not. The one thing I'll say about Lane that's great is that, and give him credit for it, and very few coaches can do this, is obviously probably a little bit too much too quick. Had some issues at different places, got definitely over his skis, got humbled, but was humble enough to actually face it, rectify it, and come out on the other end. I mean, it's you got to commend him for it. Now, whether you like him, love him, I know he took a lot of heat by tweeting, you know, on the weekend until Tennessee started to get whooped. But ultimately, I think this is what helped him be very, very secure in Ole Miss and where he's at to be able to do some of the things he's doing. Because he's actually faced some of the issues, and I don't know, not issues, but just some of the negative things around him. He was able to go and turn them into positives or rectify them.
Does Lane need to tweet more or less? Did he kept tweeting through it after the rough weekend?
I think he needs. I think he needs to tweet more. Maybe we should have Rico send him a tweet from the ticket. Mm. Merry Christmas! You remember what I did to you homecoming? I only can imagine what he would reply. Then you got Auburn, Kentucky, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, Missouri. So it's letting you know right there that this is the transfer.
A lot of South.
The transfer portal is essentially how the SEC is going to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't get you to year one. We'll get you year three.
But you know who you haven't said yet?
Who?
Georgia and Alabama.
No.
Or they, Tennessee.
They haven't had, well.
Top three teams in the SEC.
Top three teams, yeah. And they probably have a little bit more sturdier footing than the other teams. I think the other teams are still trying to catch up, right?
Yeah.
So I'm surprised Alabama hasn't had a lot of defections yet. And I think it'll really, really be what Jalen Milroe does or doesn't do and if he comes back or not.
What do you do if you're him?
I don't know what his relationship is like with DeBoer. I think he has so much going on down there. In a positive way, I think DeBoer needs him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he needs DeBoer because I think DeBoer has experience with Michael Penix. I think a year or two with those two together, if they kind of can get more locked in, I think it could be really, really a good situation. Because when you look at the quarterback landscape, you could just maybe say just off the top of my head in the SEC that Nico's maybe a little bit better. It's questionable.
He struggled in the big games.
Yep. I don't know what. I'm gonna take that back. There's not a better quarterback now. And that coming next year. No.
Milroe was better than Beck was this year for my money. Yep.
And so it'd be Milroe and Beck.
Dart's gone. Yeah.
So that
Ewers if he comes back or Arch?
I still like Milroe.
Okay.
Experience.
Nussmeier at LSU.
He's probably that's the second pack.
Okay.
Him, Arch, Quinn Ewers, but first
Lagway is young Milroe right now.
Yeah, he's a good year away from being in the conversation. I'm gonna tell you this right now, Quinn Ewers. I'm telling you this right now. This is Uncle Jay talking to you.
Camera's right there.
Yeah,
looking
let's
into
see.
His soul.
My brother, win every game possible. If you choose to come back, it will not be at the University of Texas in Austin. Do not think by any means that you're going to be the starting quarterback next year. And if you do, you will be costing yourself a lot of money.
Sincerely, Uncle Jay.
Sincerely, Uncle Jay.
Merry Christmas.
There's no way. I mean, there's no reason. There's no way.
No.
You got to play Arch.
How could you not? And Ewers wasn't even bad against Clemson.
No. But you have that over your shoulder. Every bad read, it's like, that dude, he can do that. Right? We can get a little bit farther than that. He has the it factor.
Mm-hmm.
And Arch ain't showing none either.
The best thing about Arch so far is the long touchdown run.
Long touchdown run and the celebration dance. He got a little rhythm, though. That,
he do.
Yes, yes. So we know that he... Listen, I'm going to tell you one thing about Arch. He seasons his meat. Him and Tim Brando can get down like Charlie Brown. There's interesting teams on here, Austin. Alabama's at 22 with 5 commits. North Carolina at 10. Arizona. I'm going to give a shout-out to Arizona, man. They signed my man Trey Spivey. Junior Spivey's son was originally at K-State, 6'4", about 210. Homeboy is a late bloomer. Didn't pick up football until his junior year. He was a baseball player because his dad played, you know, obviously in major leagues. And junior is obviously he's taller than his dad. I don't know. I always mess with his dad. I was like, yeah, he going to tear you up. And then Trey is even the youngest one, is even doper. So he's in trouble. But he just signed with the Arizona Wildcats. I want to give a shout out to him. Vanderbilt up there.
Okay, Vandy. Okay.
Ten Avia commits. Too. Yeah.
Avia back.
Yeah, so it's 11. Yeah. And then you got Miami, who's been struggling. They only got four. But the here's the one that's a little interesting here. Oklahoma State. 15 commits.
Woo!
Get Mike Gundy to take a pay cut to go into NIL. 15 commits out of the portal. All of them 3 stars, though.
There you go.
Of course, Colorado has 11. Nebraska has great quality. You have 9 commits, and he has 7 of them, 3 or 4 stars. 3 4-stars as well. So Nebraska's getting a lot of uptick there. So it's, you know, it's a, I think, I mean, the Gophers was 14. I don't know why would you want to go to the Gophers, but Florida State has 9 commits. Got about 5 of them from Nebraska, but you know, it just kind of get in where you fit in, and this stuff is just the starting point. It lets you know kind of where your program is or where they're trying to go and how fast they're going. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean everything, but it just means something. And then you got Indiana at 36 with 8 commits. You know, when we talk at the college football playoffs, top of the hour, I want the ticket listeners to weigh in on this as well and your Christmas break memories. Was this beatdown weekend needed for future progress? That's the big question. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And or is this an overreaction based on time off, continuity, and just circumstances of Indiana being on the road? Now, I will tell you this before we go to break. I've never seen a head coach go live on national TV 3 hours before and just start spewing trash talk left and right. I've never seen that. I think sometimes when they say the moment is too big, it's not just about the players. Sometimes the adults or the coaches can get a little bit enamored with it as well. But we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, quick segment at the bottom of the hour and get the party started at the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.